Okay, today's the last daf of Maseches Erevin daf Kuf Hey, and we're going to talk about the malacha of kosher on Shabbos, malacha of tying on Shabbos, which comes up. Obviously, the main sugyas are in Maseches Shabbos in Perek Elu Ksharim, which is on Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez, the 15th perek of Maseches Shabbos. But it also comes up in this last line of Maseches Erevin, where the Gemara quotes the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Kuf Dalet Mabez a statement of Rabbi Shimon, which is very unclear. And the Gemara splits it up into two halves. Rabbi Shimon Omer Makom Sheitiu Lacha Chachamim Mishalcha Nasun Lacha. So that's one half. That's referring to Tchum Shabbos. If somebody steps out of the Tchum Shabbos or is outside of the Tchum Shabbos, they have a little extra room because whenever they measured it, they didn't pull the rope taut, and there was still some room. That has nothing to do with us. But the second half of the line, Shlochitiru Lacha Elamishum Shvus. That is going on the previous Mishnah, which spoke about tying a musical instrument on Shabbos that breaks in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Hey Chakoi, what is that last line of Rabbi Shimon referring to? Hasam Koi is referring to the previous Mishnah. The Ka'amar Tanakama Koshra. The Tanakama says, you're allowed to tie it. V'amareli Rabbi Shimon Onver. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're only, he's Machmir here. The first half of the statement is a kula, but here is a chumra. Rabbi Shimon Onver, you're only allowed to make a bow. You're not allowed to tie it. Aniva de lo asli de chi of chatas, a bow which would never come to a chi of chatas, sherele rabbanan. That's what the rabbanan allowed. But kshira dos de chi of chatas, sherele rabbanan. But kshira, which can come to a chi of chatas, they did not allow you to do that here in the Mikdash. So that allows us to talk about a little bit the malacha of kosher. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which says aniva is like shira, but this is the malacha of kosher if one actually does the tying. So where was tying in the Mishkan? So that's the Gemara in Shabbos. On daf ayin dalet amud beis. Kshira b'mishkan hecha havi. Where was kshira in the Mishkan? Amar Rava. Shekin kosher b'yisedas olam. These to tie down the pegs of the tents when they put them up. Says the Gemara. Really? Oale abaya hu kosher manas lahatirhu. But that's tied down and it's going to be undone. And kosher manas lahatir is only at most rabbanan. You need a kesher shakayama. So Ella Amar Abaya Shekin Orge Yurios Shinifsaka Lanima. If you have the curtains and there was a string on the curtains that ripped, kosher nosa, they used to tie it in order to fix the strings. Amale Ravat, Yiratz the kosher, Mar to make a Maymar. Okay, that might explain kosher. Where's Matir? Vachitema the Imsramile Tre Chute Kitri Bahadi Adadi. If two strings ripped, Sharichad Vakatachad, you have to rip one of them. So the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't do that. That's not a fine way of tying. So Elamai Rava, Rava says, where was tying and untying? The ones that made the traps for the chilazon, to trap the snails in order to get the treles, they used to tie and untie their ropes in order to tie to their nets. Kosher matirin, they used to tie and untie the ropes to move it, the nets to move it here and move it there. So that is where kosher was in the Mishkan. The definition of the malacha of kosher, Rav Ribiyat has this, and others, taking two pliable objects, rope or thread, and binding them together by twisting one around the other in a skilled or a permanent way. Again, binding or connecting two separate pliable objects or ends, a rope or a thread, by twisting one around the other in a skillful way or permanent way. So, lav dafka not. Right, it doesn't have to be a knot, even if it is a connection that we wouldn't define as a knot. The Rama has an example of twining cords to make a thip rope. Perek Yud, the Rambam has halacha ches. Haposel chavalim min hahutzin, umin achalaf, umin chutei tzemer, umin chutei pishton, hariz it told us kosher v'chayev. V'shiro kadei shiyamot achevel b'psilaso, below shira shenimseis malachto, miskayemes. V'chein ha-mafrid etz ha-psil, if you unthread a thicker rope, hariz it told us matir. V'chayev. Right, so that as long as you don't have kavana lakalkel, so twisting, twining two cords together. What's the difference between kosher and matir? Kosher and tofer, they both seem to be combining two entities. So the chilek seems to be, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, whether when you undo it, do you have to destroy the whole item, or can you just untie it? Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Yud Zayin, which is the Siman about kosher, Sif Yud Ches. Aval b'chol makom tfir v'dibuk inyan echad hu. V'yim tishal imkein kosher v'tofer achazim. Aren't kosher tying v'tofer sewing together? Aren't they similar ideas? You're taking two items and sewing them together. Kosher and tofer are both. Says aruch hashulchan enokein. D'chibur d'kesher ro'i lahatiro. U'lahashiva l'kad muso. The chibur of kesher you could undo. You could untie it and return it to its previous state. Masha'enkein b'tofer u'medavik. By tofer, gluing or sewing, when if you want to undo it, you have to rip it, you have to destroy it, and that shows that it is a tofer connection and not a kosher connection. But this is some background to tofer. So what's needed for the Malacha Daraisa? So this is a major machlokas we've shown him, and it has to do with how do you understand a Gemara in Shabbos at the beginning of Perek Yeluk Sharim. But either way, machlokas the Rambam and the Rif, versus Rashi and the Rush and the Tur and others. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yud, the Rambam says, what do you need for Kshira? One requires two ingredients. Two ingredients for the Malacha of Tofer. One needs, I'll read it, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, HaKosher Kesher Shal Kayama, V'hu Maisa Uman Chayef. You need Kesher Shal Kayama, permanence, and Maisa Uman, a skillful, professional knot. You need both of those. Kagon, kesher hagamalim, the kesher that ties the ring to the camel's nose, which stays there for a long time. The kesher asapanim, the ring that connects to the boat. The kishrei ritzuos min al v'sandol, shekosher naratzanim b'shabas asiyasan, shoelaces that they stay on when they make the shoes, not shoelaces like we have. Aval kosher kesher shal kayama ve'eno maisu uman pater. But if somebody makes a permanent knot, but it's not a professional knot, Pater, that's Asur Durabanan, the Kesher She'enu Shal Kayama, the Eino Maisu Uman, if it has neither, it's not permanent, and it's not professional, then Mutter Lakashro Lechatchila. But either or would be a problem, Midurabanan. If you look in Rashi, if you look in the Rush, if you look in the Tur, all of those opinions, I'll read it from the Tur, only one factor, Kayama. Kayama is what is needed. That is the din de Oraisa. Says the Tur, call kesher ha'omed lis kayim la'olam. Any kesher that's meant to stay forever. Chayavin chatos al kshiraso v'hataraso. Bein im hu shel uman o shel hedyo. Doesn't matter whether it's professional or not. And what does it mean? Omed lis kayim. So that's what the Tur goes into in a minute, but we'll read that in a second. But first, it's just lamdus. This is the machlokas. Many nafkaminas between them. What if there is a maisa uman, a professional knot, but it's for less than 24 hours? Less than 24 hours. So according to the first, the Rambam and the Rif, so it's still, it's one or the other. It's maisa uman, so it's still going to be asa drabanan. According to the Tur, right, it's not permanent, so it doesn't matter if it's professional. It's still going to be mutter because we don't focus on the type of knot, we just focus on the time, as long as it's a knot. And what about the opposite? What if it's a maisa hedyot, but the plan is to leave it there for a couple of days? But it's a maisa hedyot, so according to the Tur, it could be daraisa, because you plan to leave it there for a couple of days. Then it is a knot, doesn't matter, maisa hedyot, maisa uman. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, it's a maisa hedyot, you're not planning to leave it there forever, so maybe it could be mutter, maybe it could be mutter. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this this machlokes, at the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, he summarizes this, as we know, Yesh Kan Shalosh Chalukos, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara means Yesh Kan Shalosh Chalukos. Echad Chayev Chadas, Vecha Badar, Vel Asa, Vecha Badul Chachila. L'shitas Harifah Rambam, Amachaber, the Shulchan Aruch, possibly the Rambam. You need both. Right, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. HaKosher Kesher Shal Kayama, V'hu Mais Uman. He quotes the language of the Rambam, Kon Kesher HaKamalim, Kesher HaSepanim, V'chulu. That is all a problem. Valakosher Kesher Shal Kayama, V'hu Mais Uman. Pater, right? So that is the Rambam Shita that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Says the Tur of v'yesh cholkim v'svir lehu to call kasher shal kayama afilu shal hedyot chayavim alav Rashi Rush Rabbeinu Yeruchim Tur. That is the machlokas b'chaber and the Rama. That's the machlokas between the Rama and the Rif and the Rashi and the rest of the Tur. And again, there are chumras and kulas on both sides of the issue. What is kayama and what is ma'isa uman? Right, so what does permanent mean? So back to the Tur. The Tur says, V'ha'omei l'skayim, first line said, Kol kesher omei l'skayim la'olam yirchayef. That sounds like forever. Then the next line, V'ha'omei l'skayim shiva yamim, if it's going to be there a week, pater av alaser. Which sounds like anything less than a week is mutter. Which sounds like anything more than a week, 8 days. What if it doesn't have to be F forever? Aval l'sarach mitzvah, kon shekosher limdo tshir echad, mishir etorah, mutu l'chadachila. V'shomil l'hatav v'chol yom, mutu l'chadachila. So the Tur is very unclear. The Tur says, la'olam is daraisa, That day is mutar lachanchila. That week is derabanan. So what about between one day and one week? Is that mutar or aser? What about more than a week? So it's very unclear. That's what the Beis Yosef discusses. Ube mispar yamim shorach shi'asu l'skayim l'kashiyya aser l'kosho nira midev rabbeinu. The kosho asi l'skayim yoser miyom echad aser. So if you the last line of the Torah, it sounds like anything more than one day. The previous line of the Torah says, "Padar v'lasser." The mashmim omilas kaim pachad b'shiva yamim mutter. The in lomar the nakat shiva yamim lomar to kosher also is kaim yosim mishivas yamim chashiv omilas kaim laolam chayev chatas. Don't tell me the only reason he says a week is because anything more than a week is da oraisa. The Hapirish Rashi beGemara, the Gabiyish Ksharim Shein Chayavim Aleim Klomer Avelisura Ika Vechulu, and he continues Alma Avagab to Omi Liskayim Shvuayim O Chodesh Pater. Right, if it's not forever, it's not going to be Daraisa. Lochei Nireli says the Beis Yosef to call Sheena Omi Liskayim Shiva Yamim Mikri Asi Latir B'Chol Yom V'Shari. He understands the tour as less than a week is going to be mutter. That's going to be mutter. Fine. Less than a week is going to be mutter. A week is derabanan up until when? What about a month? Is that going to be daraisa? Where's the cutoff point to that? So again, that's very unclear. So basically, they're trying to figure out what the tour means. He quotes Rabbi Yerucham also later on, and he says maybe a week doesn't mean a week. Okay, all different days. What does the Rama say? The Rama says, quotes these days, V'yesh omem, shekol kesher shina osi lahatir ba'oso yom atzmo, Mikri shel kayama. Anything that's more than 24 hours. That's what we're machmir for halacha chila. V'yish bekilin lomar da'at sheva yamim lo mikri shel kayama. And then it could maybe up to 7 days is not called shel kayama because of those deos in the Torah. So that is number one. The Bir Halacha also says, any knot that normally people tie for extended periods is a problem, even if your kavana is less. That's the Bir Halacha here on this simon. But here, if it's normally tied that way, so it's going to be a problem. So that's in terms of kayam. What about ma'isa uman? How do you define a ma'isa uman, a professional knot? So again, the Rama says we don't know how to define a professional knot. So basically, any knot we have to be machmir for. V'yesh omrim, the yesh quotes the Shulchan Giborim here. V'yesh omrim, the yesh lizar shlo lahatir shum kasher shu shneik sharim zelze. The ain anu bakiyan ezel mikri kasher shel uman. We don't know what a kasher shel uman is. Da filu b'she'eno shal kayama asal kosher, even if it's not permanent. We don't know, so therefore, says the Rama, we should better be safe and be machmir by anything that we would call a knot. Anything that we would call a knot, we would be safe to stay away from. Again, some things are not even a knot. If you take two sides of a rope and just wrap them around each other once, and it just comes out in a second, that's not even a knot. Right? The Rama is saying, once it's nechshav a knot, so then one would have to be a machmir. So let's talk about some of the lamaisa cases that come up in halakha. The Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa plays a big role in everything that's lamaisa, but here too, the Shmir Shabbos first of all discusses ties. What about making a tie? I make a tie. So a tie isn't really a knot. It's connecting two ends in a way that seems to be. It's not a knot that you can't pull and not get it out, but it's definitely a connection. So that's why the Shmir Shabbos says, and other poskim say, if you want to make that, so do it for less than 24 hours. Do it for less than 24 hours. Meaning, undo your tie. Don't make your tie. Just pull it off over your head after Shabbos. Mutter la'anon aniv l'kosher b'Shabbos. You're allowed to. In darko l'poscha kol yom. As long as you open it every day. Va'aniva shein darko l'ftoach. V'likshar asakesher shabbat b'chol yom. If not, if it's you wear your tie and you just like loosen it and pull it over your head. Yesh lo likshar asaniva mi'bod yom. So you should tie that before Shabbos. V'yifshot o ya'anot o sashuv. Aide harchavas o hatsaras halulah shemisaviv letzavaro. Aval lo yiftach asakesher b'Shabbos. Right, if it's something that's been there since last week, then even undoing it would be matir. So one should, one could wear a tie, but one should just make sure to do it and to undo it each week so that you don't get into issues of shel kayama. What about tying shoes? So a regular tying shoe, the first one, what we call a single knot of tying the shoe, regular tying shoe, that's mutter, because it's meant to be undone every day, so it is not shel kayama, and we assume that it is not a maisa uman in that way. So says the Shemir Shabbos, Mutar Likshor Kesher Aniva, Tainu Aniva, Shetachteha Kesher, that's regular tying shoes, Kagon Zushan, Regil, Mano Banalayim, Bamed Verma Murim, when do we say you can tie your shoes, Im Asu Lahatir Es Kesher Aniva, Tolkedeme Isleis? If you're going to do it within 24 hours, Ratzalomar Toch Esrim Ba'ar B'Shos, right, that's what we're machmir for, to make sure that we don't go by the forever line, but we go by that line in the tour. Avalam Esu Eino Asu Latiro Toch Ma'es Leis, but if you're going to leave it on for 24 hours, Asu L'Koshro Ela B'Makam Sarach. Only a real Makam Sarach one would be allowed to, but other than that, one should try to make sure that one doesn't tie the shoes in this way. Tsar o mitzvah. But lachain, al yikshar kesher aniva kazeh b'shas galila sefer Torah b'shavas. Emein b'dayto likra o b'sefer hazeh. So that is why also, on the gartel, the belt of the Torah, let's say you have galila for Shabbos mincha, and they're not going to use this Torah again till next Shabbos, or even till Monday, right? One shouldn't tie it. That's why most shuls nowadays have clips. So it's not a problem. But if you have one of the more old-fashioned belts that you just really make as a bow, so the Shmir Shabbos says, l'chadchila, one shouldn't tie it in that way. Im ein daito likra o b'sefer hazeh bo b'yom o l'machros hayom el yitchov et ksei aseret, you should tie the edge of the belt l'toch akricha shekarach samev l'sefer, just tuck it in on the inside, says the Shmir Shabbos. So this is all about what we would call a regular tying the shoes, so as long as you do it within 24 hours. What about what we call a double knot on the shoes? So if you look in a number of Sarim or of Ribiyat and others, they would seem to say it's usur, but that's more of a serious knot, maybe that's more keshesh al kayama. What if you're going to undo it within 24 hours? They all still seem to be machmir. But if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, the newer versions of the Shmir Shabbos, the Madura, the newest Madura that came out before he was Nifter, says that he seems to be makel there too, as long as you're going to undo it within 24 hours. Ha'osa aniva agabi kesher, mutulo ba'ashas atzorach likshar kesher gam agabi aniva g'dil hadka. Im amna masila poscha boso ayom. Again, if you're going to undo it within 24 hours, many people who just double knot their shoes in order so it stays, because if it's just a single knot, it gets untied very often. So if you plan to undo it within 24 hours, that's also mutter. V'lochein ha'onevis na'alayim shel yeled, like for a child, kosher kesher agabi aniva k'desha yeled lo yuchal l'poscha, so he won't be able to open it. And again, he points out that in the first madura, it wasn't as clear, but that is in terms of tying shoes, yesh makom lahakel. So again, we already spoke about the gartel issues on the Torah. If you look on the Tzitz Eliezer is mako by the gartel. Makam Sarach, he says in Chelek Zayin Simin Chavtes, in Zayin Chavtes, he discusses this Asiyas Aniva Gabikesha Beglilas Asiyas Torah B'Shabbos. He says for a number of reasons. I'm not going to read the whole tshuva now, but at the end he says Lor Kol Amur Bitvareinu Nir Bar Sheish Lahatir Kshivas Asiyas Torah B'Mincha B'Shabbos Paniva Gabikesher Vein Lachush Mishum Chashos Bazeh Kfish Be'Emes Amad Debar Miyam Miyamima. That's what everybody does. Look at the Minhag Olam. V'Rakishi Yizdamin Lefamim Shemachavdim L'Tamar Chacham Beglilas B'Shabbos B'Mincha V'Roel Lefanav Tfachas Kshira Aruka. If you know that for sure, because sometimes he says it will come out, it'll be loosened, and it's not covered at Torah, and chas v'shalom. But if you know it's so long that for sure, just putting it in and tucking it in would be okay. As mios tov yase v'yisad asif Torah bekazos. Aval b'shum ofen ein lahoris l'dayti shum hara al kach. Don't make a public psak about this. V'lo lasol shum pirsum l'kach. Be'nashi beisak nesas ki yachol lasis mizeh hefsid b'scharo. Im chalila be'ez atam shehu tispari v'tipo lamata v'chacham ina b'rosho shel davar. It could be a chash of leading to the Torah are just coming apart, so therefore it's a chumra da'asi l'day kula, says it's Eliezer. Good, what else can we talk about? Tzitzis strings. One shouldn't tighten the Shmir Shabbos quotes from the Oz Nidberu. Tighten the tzitzis strings on Shabbos. Sometimes they're loose, so you want to tighten them. Kol Keshi says, Kol Keshi sa'asu l'kshar osav v'shabbos v'yantif. Any Keshi you're not allowed to tie, kamasu l'hatko, you can't tighten. Kishin is drop if it gets loose. Because that's basically tying them. If they're loose and you're tying them, that's ki'ilu is tying them. What about twist ties? Twist ties, like the more in the chutzlaris, they have them on the bags of challahs. So again, if you can, that's like the Rambam's kosher. So again, if they're going to undo them in 24 hours, it could be okay. Rav Ribiyat also discusses maybe this is another one of the derech tashmisho. heterim, that it's meant to be done and undone, so it's not a true connection, like a zipper, like closing the door, like glasses, transition glasses going outside. Good, but again, this comes up by garbage bags, by tablecloths. So again, if one wants to just do the first putting together, taking the two edges and twirling them, that's not a knot. So that's fine. But the next one, the normal way, that tying up knotting a garbage bag, that would be a problem because that's shel kayama and that's going to stay. So one shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Tying the edge, the Rama says. Tying just the edge of a knot, the edge of a string into a knot, that's also a problem, right? Like tying the balloon. Knotting a balloon on Shabbos, right? That's a problem because that's going to stay. And you're going to pop the balloon, which could be itself a problem, but the knot's going to stay. The Menachas Chinuch also discusses in the Mosach Shabbos in Kosher, what about putting tzitzis on Shabbos? What if you could have in mind Kosher, Amanas Lahati, you're going to undo it after Shabbos? If somebody doesn't have a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos and you have to make them. So that's a discussion there. Is that a possibility of Kosher Amanas Lahati or doing this in Durabanan for a mitzvah? Okay, that's some of the malacha of Lachav Kosher. Next time we pick up in Maseches Pesachim.